Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, New Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. Gordon, who is Jimmy Lai and what is Apple Daily and why is the threat to both a threat to the United States?
Well, Jimmy Lai is the founder and publisher of Apple Daily, which is the main pro-democracy newspaper in Hong Kong. Jimmy himself is now serving a term in a jail in Hong Kong under the national security law, which was passed last June 30. And he is perhaps the most important and certainly the most prominent pro-democracy figure at this time.
We welcome Mark Simon, our colleague, a longtime deputy to Jimmy Lai. Mark and his colleagues have worried, have fretted, have risked, and have an unclear details about Jimmy Lai's fate right now. But first, I want to start with his health, because he's a senior figure, as I am, and it's always responsible to say, how's his health? Mark, a very good evening to you. My health
good
is
evening,
good.
John,
but, my health is good, but I've not been jailed by the People's Republic of China. How is Jimmy's health?
Jimmy is in his early 70s. His health right now is okay. He's a diabetic. Right now, the biggest concern we have about Jimmy is that he is in a somewhat of an isolation stage. In other words, he is being isolated from other prisoners. And so we're concerned about his basically mental health and how that deteriorates. Also, the prison he's in, Stanley, is not the most comfortable prison. It's still a Hong Kong prison over a China prison. But the fact is they've got a man in his early 70s basically being held in a prison during a time of potentially COVID or other things. So right now, his health is satisfactory.
And I just want to press you a little bit. Sometimes when you reach your eighth decade, medications are important to maintain your good health. To your knowledge, does he have access to any medication he might need or might need chronically?
So at this point in time, we are not aware of any of his medications being declined from his private doctor. We would prefer if he could have a COVID shot that was not the Chinese variant at this point in time. So we'd hope that we could get him and other dissidents in there, the COVID vaccine of their choice and of their doctor's choice.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, has Jimmy become more prominent among Hong Kong people after his jailing, or has he disappeared from view?
He's actually become more prominent. And the reason why is first of all, Apple Daily is the leading publication in Hong Kong, not just the leading pro-democracy publication. So everybody knows who Jimmy is. And essentially, there is recognition of him in the West, and people do hear about that. So while people are aware of all the people, Jimmy is the one that they're aware of mostly at this point in time. So we're concerned about Jimmy. The people of Hong Kong are concerned about Jimmy, and I think they also know the other thing. Jimmy just doesn't have one or two charges against him. As of now, he's got seven, and they keep going. In other words, they're just piling it on. And so that people see that as an example. If they can get him, they can get anybody.
I want to press this one detail, Mark. He's a prisoner of conscience. That's the formal term for a person who's been jailed for his thoughts. His thoughts is a thought crime. Fine.
That's right.
There are prisoners of conscience all over the world, famously in the 20th century. Right now, a man named Alexei Navalny is being persecuted and tortured by the Russian government because he's a prisoner of conscience. That is well known in the United States and in Europe. There's much protest. Do you see anything comparable people talking about sanctions, people talking about sending diplomatic notes to China because of the persecution of Jimmy Lai.
We did have good support in the last administration. I must say the State Department is there. Most of our support is up on Capitol Hill, whether it's Speaker Pelosi or whether it's people like Ted Cruz, Senator Toomey from Pennsylvania. We do get good support up there. But the thing is they've arrested so many people. And also, Jimmy doesn't really want to be just Jimmy Lai. Jimmy's standing with the people. I mean, one of the other things, too, going back to Gordon's question, a lot of people know Jimmy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. At one point in time, he was a billionaire by Forbes magazine. His advocacy and what he says and what he writes has cost him that, but he's still worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Jimmy could have left at any time. In other words, up until the point that he was arrested, multiple people were telling him to get out. And other people did get out, myself included. And he decided to stay. Very, very consciously made the decision that he wasn't going to have taken on this fight for democracy in Hong Kong for 24, 25 years and just walk away. He said, I can't do that to the people. So it's a very conscious effort by a very wealthy man. Somewhat like Mr. Navalny in Russia. In other words, these guys basically are walking the walk.
Gordon?
So, Mark, that raises the question. If the Biden administration were able to obtain his freedom, would Jimmy leave jail?
I think he would, to be honest with you. I mean, Jimmy would leave. And I think the reason why he would leave is, in other words, Jimmy's there until he's not there. That's his kind of attitude. In other words, what he believes and what we believe is that fundamentally for Hong Kong to have any chances, it's got to return to normal. And it doesn't mean people give up, but he's in trouble for what he says, what he writes, and what he owns. Now, they're stripping him of what he owns right now in Apple Daily through some bizarre moves by the security police. But what he writes and what he says, he wouldn't stop doing that. But if they were going to remove him from Hong Kong, I don't think Jimmy would refuse to leave. That's my personal opinion.
What's the security of Apple Daily, of the staff at Apple Daily? Has there been any change, Mark?
Yes, there has been. The national security police, through an implementation, not a court order, just a police order, not a court order, have basically stripped Jimmy of his ownership rights of the company. They haven't taken his shares from him, but they've decided that he is the 72% owner of Apple Daily and that he cannot vote his shares. So by September, when we have another annual general meeting as a public company, the 30% shareholders, say about 30% of the shareholders, will control the meeting. That means somebody with basically about 15% of the company voting can basically move Jimmy out, and that would entail wholesale firing. In other words, the communists are going to come. It looks like what they're going to do is they're going to make a run at controlling Apple Daily via this basically abomination of shareholder rights. In other words, they've stripped a man of his company, of his assets, in terms of power of to control those. So that's what they've done. And that means that the people at Apple Daily, they are in danger. I mean, they would lose their jobs quite frequently. The next step, we also think in Hong Kong, if they keep going, will be to arrest journalists. They've kind of stayed away from that. But we think that's coming. There's obviously a few journalists who've been picked up, but nothing in mass. If they do it, be certain Apple Daily journalists will be arrested quite quickly. And already our CEO and our CFO do have charges against them and can't leave Hong Kong.
Gordon?
Mark, people ask, is Hong Kong lost? What is your answer?
I think at this point in time, in terms of what Hong Kong always was, it's close to being lost. In other words, could they reverse it? Probably be very difficult to see. But there's something else at stake right now, too, and that has to do a lot more with U.S. national security. And that's the Chinese and their elites in Hong Kong are now starting up a revamp. They're trying to say Hong Kong is back. Hong Kong is coming back. The Chinese have never intended to destroy Hong Kong as a financial center. Now that in part they're doing that by crushing democracy, But what we're going to start seeing now is them weaponizing Hong Kong, is the term that I use. And by that, I mean weaponizing. They're going to basically try to make Hong Kong an international financial center with Chinese characteristics. You can already hear their argument. When somebody says they've stripped Jimmy Lai of his company, well, they say, well, that's Jimmy Lai. Don't worry about you. We won't strip you of your company. But that's not true. They've basically taken over HSBC through a series of moves. They've stripped the Swire family out of Cathay Pacific. And basically, there's a whole list of companies in Hong Kong that the Chinese fundamentally now control. Hong Kong will become their attempt. I'm not sure it'll succeed or not, but their attempt to basically have an international financial center under the Chinese Communist Party in Asia. And there's a lot of advantages to that. You can see why it's so attractive to them. So by getting rid of the dissidents, by crushing democracy, they have this misguided belief that they can use this as an international financial center, which, by the way, you can't be a major nation without an international financial center. So I think we'll continue to see efforts for that to happen.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy to Jimmy Lai, now incarcerated, prisoner of conscience, Gordon Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG-friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.